This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike to take you along with Charlie Long, running things behind the scenes here. We're on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, the publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, Zach Nagy. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Of course, man. I appreciate it. It's always fun talking ball with you guys. Looking forward to a little LSU football.
How about that? Over the weekend, let's talk, I don't know what commitments are today, to be honest with you. I told this to Charlie, they ain't worth the piece of paper. It's written on them commitments. And until they sign, you never really know. But Jabari Mack, I got to see him play. You know, he plays at Destrehan, which is right up the road from where I live. And, man, he was on a group. They had Phillip Wright on that team, who's also headed to LSU. And at one time, Zach, Chehaze Thomas, who's an LSU player today, he started out as a receiver, and then they moved him to the secondary. Man, they got some talent at that wide receiver position at Destrehan. But Jabari becomes the fourth wide receiver commitment for the 2026 class. And when you look at the numbers, this is a team not only from high school talent, but they're going to be real active in the portal come 2026 for receivers, just because the numbers aren't going to be there, and they're going to lose a lot after that 2025 season.
Absolutely, Mike, and that's spot on. And going out and getting Jabari Mack is as impressive as it gets, the top-ranked receiver in Louisiana. Kind of keeps that pipeline from LSU to Destrehan alive, of course. Phillip Wright's on his way to LSU. Jace Thomas, of course, on the defensive side of the ball. But getting Jabari Mack into this class is big time to keep that kind of Louisiana culture. We know that there's a history at the receiver position in the Bayou State. So to get another guy to come to LSU and kind of keep that pipeline going is big time. And, of course, he wasn't the only big-time wide receiver to commit to LSU this week. And that kind of segues into Tristan Keyes, the number one wide receiver in America, verbally committing to LSU this week. And it's about as big as it gets, Mike. This is one guy that has just kind of that quote-unquote generational talent written all over him. 6'3", 6'4", with cleats on, 185, 190, still continuing to fill out his frame. And so you add both of those guys this week, and Tristan Keyes and Jabari Mack, pair them next to Jakai Anderson and Kenny Darby, who are both wide receivers currently committed to LSU. And that gives you four guys so far in that 2026 recruiting class that are kind of that cream of the crop caliber players. So Brian Kelly and this recruiting staff are doing some big time work at the receiver position. And like you said, it's a lot of mouths to feed. You could see them in 2026 have to dive into the portal, because not everybody's going to get fed.
Absolutely. And then you get Dylan Pirtle, who's played corner, but when watching him, I'll be honest with you, Zach, he looks to me to be more of a free safety nickel guy at corner. And I don't know what their thoughts on him down the road is. But one thing is he's aggressive in run support. Now, he's a good cover guy, but one thing that's noticeable when you watch him on the tape part of it, man, he comes up that seam fast to help out in run support. That sort of always tells me that that's a little bit more about maybe he's the free safety nickel guy for LSU, and we'll find out a little bit more kind of where they project him once they get him on campus.
Absolutely, and Dylan Perter is a guy who, in my opinion, is a Swiss Army knife in the defensive backfield, like you alluded to there. They could like him as a safety once he gets to campus just because of his size and speed, like you hit on right there. We know Blake Baker likes to drop in nickel packages, so that could be where Dylan Perter kind of finds his bread and butter at the next level. Right now, he's listed as a cornerback, of course, but I think once the wheels start turning and he gets his way to Baton Rouge in the next couple of months to a year, I think this is a guy who could be playing safety for the Tigers in the future, and he adds to an embarrassment of riches for LSU right now in that 2026 recruiting class. And when you're hot, right? And that's exactly what Brian Kelly and the Tigers staff are right now, going out and adding Perter to this class.
And since the spring started, tell me something that's been the biggest surprise and maybe the biggest disappointment for you so far. And I know it's early, but the biggest surprise for this LSU Tiger team, and we know they're rebuilding up front along the offensive line, and maybe a comment about Josh Thompson coming in from Northwestern, but maybe the biggest surprise, maybe biggest disappointment.
Yeah, the biggest surprise for me, Mike, is this edge rusher's room. I mean, I knew that this group was going to be elite, and I think a lot of people knew that they were going to have some talent, let me say. I didn't know that they would be elite. And you're looking at Jack Pyburn, the Florida transfer, who is sensational, a full 6'5", 255. He looks the part out there, and they've been flipping him around a little bit, inside, outside, another guy who could be used as a Swiss Army knife in the trenches for this team. And then you look at Patrick Payton, who's that kind of crown jewel in the transfer portal class in the winter window, and he looks the part out there too. So those are two guys who are going to make immediate impacts through the portal, and then you can continue to fill out the rest of that two-deep depth chart with guys like Gabriel Relaford, who's a returnee from last season, who has just tremendous, tremendous expectations coming into this year. Brian Kelly, players, other staffers, everybody continues raving about Gabriel Relaford. So I think he's going to be important to keep tabs on there. And then kind of the final piece to that two deep depth chart is going to be Jamari Butler, the Nebraska transfer. And this guy, he's starting to turn heads, show flashes, and it's going to take a little bit of time for him to put it together in SEC play. But I think nonetheless, he fills out that four deep, or yeah, that four deep depth chart really, really well for the edge rusher room. So that's a spot that's really, really surprised me just because of the technique. Kevin Peoples is getting them right, the depth, et cetera. Loving what I've seen from that edge rusher's room. And then when I'm looking at a quote-unquote disappointment, I'd have to look at the safety position for right now. And I don't think disappointment's the right word there. I think it was always going to take some time for them to adapt and kind of hit their stride. But when you're comparing them to the cornerback room, that has so much talent like DJ Pickett, of course, Mansoor Delane, Ashton Stamps, PJ Woodland, et cetera, it's always going to make that safety room look a little thin and that competition level be a little bit weaker. So for me, the safety room is a spot that's going to continue to need some work. You're working with Tamarcus Cooley, Javian Toviano, Joel Rogers, and Deshaun Spears in that room right now. I'd love to see them go out and get another body through the portal, but that's the spot right now that I think needs some work over the next couple of months.
Josh Thompson.
Man, one word for me when it comes to Josh Thompson is a Swiss Army knife. Again, it's the third time I've said it, and it speaks to the versatility on this team. But Josh Thompson's a guy who's going to come in and play guard for this team is my assumption. They have him as the second team right tackle for now. I think that's a placeholder. I think moving forward, this is a guy who's going to slide inside, give you some versatility in the run game. Love what he provides this team, and him getting on campus is big, big for this team moving forward.
Zach, it feels like every time we're talking to LSU reporters about the spring, the same name keeps popping up, and that's Bower Sharp, the Oklahoma transfer. And what have you seen from him so far in the spring practice sessions and, you know, kind of his projection for this upcoming season with that tight end room with Tre'Dez Green? I know that Brian Kelly just gushed about him and the leadership that he provides, especially on the offense, but also the tight end room and how he can play with Green, who's entering his sophomore year in 2025. Your thoughts on Bower Sharp and what he's been doing so far?
Absolutely. And Charlie, I think that's a great question. When you look at a guy like Bower Sharp, he brings tremendous experience. Of course, he started his career out at Southeastern as a quarterback, moved to tight end, made his way to Oklahoma where he led the team in receptions and receiving yards, in 2024. And fast forward to what he's doing during spring camp, and he's turning heads at a rapid pace. He can catch the ball. He can put his hands in the dirt. He's the epitome of a complete tight end in the SEC. And I think all he does is going to really allow Tre'Davious Green to get better and better. The saying iron sharpens iron is key here. We all know that Tre'Davious Green is a guy who can kind of just show flashes of athleticism, versatility, and just show that quote-unquote freakish athleticism. But Bauer Sharp is complete. He makes the plays when you need him. He's timely. He's very vocal. We had the chance to talk to him last week, and we really got to get a sense of the type of player that he is. And he's all ball. He just wants to play football. And you're going to see him a lot in 2025. I'm excited to see the outlook for Bauer Sharp, of course, this upcoming season.
Wes Weeks, I mean, we've seen enough of Whip. We know what type of player he is. And so I don't want to compare him to his brother. That's because sometimes, you know, the brotherly competition, and you can just hear it between the both of them. They got it already. And they're used to stoke the fire. But what you've seen from Wes in the spring?
Yeah, Mike, I think it's a good question. I don't think the linebacker room's getting enough talk, obviously, because Whit Weeks is out right now rehabbing that ankle injury. Harold Perkins, of course, shaking back from that torn ACL in 2024. So the second level of defense, you haven't necessarily gotten a lot of attention or praise. But for me, Wes Weeks is a guy who can step in and make the plays when need be. He's a consistent force. He's not a guy who's going to come out and showcase freakish athleticism or just all these big-time highlight reel plays. He's a consistent piece. And he'll do all the right things. And it's exciting to watch him get his chance to really make a name for himself right now. We know what Whit does. But when it comes to Wes, obviously he's that vocal kind of guy who they can utilize moving into the rest of spring camp. And next to him has been Devon Keyes. And he's going to be an interesting piece to watch, Mike. I've had the chance to kind of just sit down and watch his movements and watch his technique. And he's a unique player. He showed flashes in 2024 as a true freshman, but now he's really been thrust into the mix here where he can take big-time reps during spring camp. And I think you could see him continue taking steps in the right direction. It's going to be fun to watch Blake Baker work with him over the next couple of months because he's going to take a big-time role for this team in 2025. So I'm excited to see how the linebacker room works out. But Wes Weeks, certainly a guy who's intriguing to watch, fun player, really getting some big-time reps. And next to him, Devon Keyes is going to be another player to keep tabs on.
I want to see Devon put a little bit of weight on. You know, that's something, you know, I wouldn't tell myself, but I would tell him. Because, you know, I take a good look at him. If I'm going to run the football, I'm going to run it right at him. So he's got to learn how to get away from big men. He got to learn how to get away from heavy traffic.
No doubt. And I think that's just it comes with the territory of being a youngster right now. And moving forward, getting in the weight room is going to be key for that entire second level,
yep.
Whether it's Tylan Singleton, et cetera. I mean, you have guys in that room who need to put on size to compete in the SEC, and you're spot on right there. Devon Keyes is another player who needs to put on an additional 10, 15, 20 pounds. He's a true force in the run game at the second level of defense. Really excited to watch him kind of evolve over these next couple of months when they get into summer workouts as well. I think there's a ceiling on him that can be intriguing to watch over the next couple of months.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love having you on. Give great insights, and we appreciate your time, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you so much, you guys. Y'all have a good one.
All righty. Zach Nagy does a great job. Publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated.